you can tell a lot about a boy by his hair. Have you ever noticed that?
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
I was just thinking, Scott, I need to get new glasses. I just can barely see my screen monitor. I've got like bifocals, but like, I guess my screen is, I'm not getting trifocals, but my screen is like at a weird spot. So it's just, I'm always tilting my head up so I look like an old person. Of course, I am an old person because I had a birthday. And Now I'm 56 years old. I mean, 4 years, I'll be 60 years old. Isn't that just shocking?
Happy belated birthday.
Well, it was kind of a weird day.
Well, Scott, our microphone just changed. And so I might sound a little different. Sorry about that, everybody. But we're just going to keep going because we are a professional show and we don't take the time to do it right. So I don't even know what we're talking about.
Your birthday, you're old. Oh, yeah.
It was a little different. You know, we celebrated, not that I'm a big like birthday celebrator, but we've always celebrated on the actual day. So everybody's going to be gone. So we celebrated the day before. And then it was just like the day of, it just felt like, I felt like one of those old people in the nursing home. Nobody cares. Oh, happy birthday, Todd, I say to myself, you know. But we had a good time the night before, so it was okay. It was okay.
Well, I wished you a happy birthday on, you know, Facebook or something. You probably didn't even see it.
I did see it. I looked back through them because I felt guilty, like I should.
Good.
So I did look through them. And the other big news is Thursday was Tooth Day for me. And again, lots of you prayed. I sure appreciate it. It only took about 2.5 hours. It went super smooth. And Scott, you can see me on the monitor right now. How's it look?
You look pretty, man. Good job.
It looks just the same. I was scared. Honestly, I was scared to look at my own mouth because I thought it's going to look weird. And, you know, it's going to look like I'm got these big horse teeth or something. It's going to look like one of those things that you get out of a gumball machine and stick in your mouth.
Why didn't you get like one of those gold wrapper tooth? That would have been awesome.
Yo, Big T here talking to you. That would have been, I should have asked for that.
You could have had like You to Dad painted on the front.
I could have. With a great big bling around my neck. Yeah, you know, there you go. Like, cool. I could put my hat like this. So even when they showed me with the mirror, they're like, here, let's, and I'm like, I don't want to see it. And they go, no, look at it. And I couldn't even tell the difference. And so my dentist did an amazing job, Dr. Steve Holler, who happens to be in the movie Hoosiers.
No way.
Hoosiers.
That's awesome.
He plays Ray Butcher, the kid who has the bad attitude, gets kicked off. You know, he didn't get kicked off the team. He has to sit the bench, you know. And then later he punches the guy and goes, got him a good one, didn't I, coach? That is my dentist.
So he became a dentist. Wow.
He became a dentist. He's just a local guy here in Warsaw, Indiana. And but he did a great job. He made it easy. At one point, they were like, I mean, they numbed me up right away. And of course, I was on like happy gas and I was feeling happy. I was just feeling relaxed. I could have fallen asleep. And he goes, well, we're going to start. And they're like, they're cutting through all these teeth. I didn't know they were cutting through them. I knew they were pushing down on them. And he goes, oh, they're hanging on there, Todd. And at one point, you know, like, you ever been a dentist where they're maybe doing something and you get a little piece of plaque or whatever, kind of in your throat. And you can feel like a grain in there. Well, I felt something like in the back of my throat. And I was kind of like, you know, my mouth was open. They're working on it. And I'm trying to cough it out. And he goes, hold on just a second. And they all pull out so I can cough. And as I coughed, I felt this jingle in my mouth. And I'm like, And he sticks his hand in there and he kind of chuckles. And I'm like, are those my teeth? He goes, yep. He goes, that's a good thing you didn't swallow them. Oh. So anyway, it turned out good. I'm pleased.
The show's getting painful, man.
It was a little sore afterwards, but you know, it feels pretty normal right now. Not totally normal. So I got 2 months of healing, they said, and then they'll put in the real deal.
Oh, those aren't the real ones?
These are not the real ones. These are just temporaries. So these are fake, but I'm pleased that I don't look terrible. I don't look great, but I don't look terrible.
You don't look any worse than normal.
Exactly. So, we had my birthday. We had my teeth, and then, of course, we had an election for the president of the United States.
I think we're still having it, actually.
I think so, too. I'm like, okay.
I'm pretty sure you can still vote in some states right now.
Whether you're alive or not.
Exactly.
So I hope this doesn't go on too long, but it does. It is, I guess, something to talk about.
Move on. Nothing to see here.
We won't talk long, but I know I have a couple of kids who are kind of like, Dad, I mean, they could pull it out at the end here. And I'm like, I don't think so. So, even though I was a little shocked by the outcome, I honestly thought it was going to go the other way. I thought it would be not necessarily a landslide or anything, but I just thought it would.
It's not over till the fat lady sings.
Well, it feels pretty over to me. I can hear her warming up. I know my kids will appreciate that you're holding on there, Scott.
You said your back was hurting.
My back is hurting. I don't know. Not terrible hurt, but yesterday we bought a golf cart years ago, or not years ago, well, it was years, but maybe 3 years ago for Debbie's dad. We thought it would help him kind of get around when we were at certain places. He didn't really like it. And we've had it in our garage, but last year we had to replace the batteries, and it has, you know, 6 gigantic batteries in it. And we replaced them with these little tiny toy batteries that my wife found online. And she's like, these will work, Todd. And I'm like, there's no way these things are going to work. You know, how are we going to replace 6 giant batteries, which probably cost, you know, at least $300 a piece, with 3 batteries that cost $160 total? And that look like they should be in one of those power wheels, power wheel, you know, those. And do you remember that commercial? Woo, that was a blast from the past. So my son, Ike, he had to wire them in because it was different kind of wiring. And I mean, those little things last. They have worked really good for us. They've been a good solution. But anyway, so we've had these big 6 batteries sitting around for the last couple of years. And my mechanic, Lee Price, who's a family man, he said he'd take them. So I had to load them twice. And so my back is sore from lifting them. But, you know, reminder to me that I need to exercise or I'm going to have more sore backs. But you have a sore back as well. Did you do it all of a sudden?
Yeah, we went to my brother-in-law's house over the weekend and I slept on the guest bed, which felt a lot like an army cot, I think.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, for 2 nights. And so I'm going to see my chiropractor after we're done talking today.
Oh, yeah. So will he, like, get it back into shape?
I hope so, man. It may take a couple of visits, but the last couple of days I've been walking like an old man again.
Yeah, so have I. I hate that.
Yeah.
So you try not to, but it looks odd.
Well, and I don't know about you, but I mean, when my back gets like that, then, like, my legs are, like, tensed all day long trying to adjust for my back hurting. So, like, by the end of the day, my legs are so tired, I'm just exhausted. So, anyway.
A little Boy Scouts are offering to help you across the street.
Yes.
Can I help you, sir? Go away.
Get off my lawn.
Right. I should say a special welcome to Katrina Ripka's husband, who Katrina wrote me yesterday, and she said that her husband listens to our podcast. So, he is unnamed, so I assume you have a name, sir. But Mr. Ripka, family man Ripka, Katrina's husband Ripka, we're glad you're listening from Worcester, Massachusetts. Or, no, they met me in Worcester. Scott, if you were going to spell Worcester, how would you spell it?
Well, I'd say it Wooster probably, but that's because I'm
Worcester. Worcester. Weird. That's how they say it on the East Coast. Worcester.
Yeah.
Worcester.
W-O-O-S-T-E-R.
How about this? W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R.
That's messed up, dude.
Like Worcester. Worcester. I don't know. It's weird to me. But anyway, thanks for listening. Michael Costo, he wrote me and said he was behind 7 weeks, so he binge list for 7 weeks in a row. So,
ooh, that could send you to therapy.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back. Really? That's.
Do you have like a shortwave radio on in the background or something? I keep hearing this.
Probably my teeth. I have more air flow in and around them now because they had to pull a tooth out, you know.
That's no
fun. And that was a little, I mean, it didn't hurt at all, but they pulled and I could hear it crack and it did crack.
Stop talking about dentist stuff, man. That gives me the heebie-jeebies. Don't do that.
Huh?
Don't do that.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to talk about today, Scott. This is, I don't think we've ever breached this subject. I think you would say breached. And that is haircuts. My boys are now playing basketball, not upwards basketball, which we played in the past, which I've always liked because it was like an eight weeks season, you know, where you had one practice or no practice, and then you, or maybe you had one practice and then one game and it was done. 8 weeks, boom. Now they're on a team that travels, which whoever invented that was stupid. It was obviously not a parent. Even though you've done that for a while in the soccer arena, right, Scott?
Yeah. We don't travel a lot, but just twice a season, I think, is the
oh, yeah. You got it easy. But our games are, it's a homeschool team, and so their games are, you know, have been an hour away each time. Well, since we travel, you know, we've traveled during the month of October, they had missed six practices. Which is 3 weeks worth. And so they didn't play at all the first two games. They just sat on the bench, which is a little hard for some boys who'd like to play. But last night they played and I was there. But here's what I noticed. Tell me, Scott, this is not scientific by any stretch of the imagination, but you can tell a lot about a boy by his hair. Have you ever noticed that?
Do tell.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know, because if say I see a kid with, and you can see me on the monitor or webcam. You can, you know, you have a kid who has long floppy hair and he kind of keeps his head this way. And he does this a lot. Yeah. He flips it a lot. It just says something about him. You know, if you see a kid who has, you know, a big fluffy mop top on top and it's kind of shaved on the sides, it tells me about a kid. And so as I watch these kids play basketball, I mean, their hair lines up with their seemingly personality and ability. Not like if you have cool hair, you're a better player, but there seemed to be, and I'm just saying it, there seemed to be like an attitude behind certain boys' haircuts. I don't know about girls' hair. We won't talk about girls' hair. We're just talking about boys. And so I'm thinking that maybe as dads, are there times where we tell our boys, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, older kids. I'm talking about our younger kids. Like I've got a 12, 14 year old, you know, like, no, we're not going to do that kind of hair for the reason of maybe what it portrays. And it seems to do something to the wearer of said hair. Hmm. Now tell me if you're still with me. Are you still with me?
I understand. I don't know if I necessarily agree, but I get you.
Okay. Well, I want to hear your dissenting point of view in just a second. We'll do like a presidential debate. I'll interrupt you constantly.
All right.
Okay. So like my son Jed, who's 12, he got a haircut fairly recently, not the last haircut, maybe the time before. And it was real short on the sides, which looked nice, but it had kind of a flop to it. And even some of the older kids said, you know, I don't like Jed's hair that way. And I'm like, why? And they said, because he looks like one of those kids who has an attitude. And I don't know if it was, I had noticed the same thing. And then I started wondering if his attitude was changing because of the way he was wearing his hair. Mm. So No, I'm not trying to make like this legalistic thing that our hair has to be certain ways, but I'm just what my thoughts are, and you can counter me, Scott. You can play the Joe Biden of this. I wonder if there are times where we say to our kids, our boys, no, you're not going to have your hair cut that way because I don't like what it portrays. Not because we're all about looks, but because I don't want you. I don't know if I'm conveying that. I'm kind of losing it right at the end. But I don't like what I see in you when you're wearing your hair that way. Okay, go ahead, counter me.
Well, it's kind of a
I don't believe that. That is not right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I shouldn't have interrupted you.
I think it's
you're kidding me. I cannot believe you would say that. I will not say another word.
I'm sure.
I am going to mute myself.
Yeah. I think it might be kind of a chicken or the egg thing where it's like, which came first, the attitude or the hair? So I don't know how much the hair causes it, though. I'm sure, you know, they do sort of, I mean, I've seen it in my boys where they tend to take on a little more of a, like they look at themselves in the mirror with their cool hair and then they're, you know, sort of do, I think it feeds on itself, whichever one came first. I think it does sort of feed on itself a little. But personally, I decided not to make too big a deal out of hair. As long as it's clean and, you know, reasonably well kept, I try not to make too big of a deal out of it. That we have told our boys at times, you know, you need a haircut, mostly because it was just shaggy and looking ratty. But if they've wanted to do a certain style, which apparently soccer players are like really into their hair, because they're like putting this goop in their hair before a soccer game. I'm like, you do realize you're going to get all sweaty and that's going to drip in your eyes. Like, yeah, but it's got to look good. Like, whatever, man. Okay, I was a teenager once too, you know, and you have the privilege to be stupid and, you know, so enjoy it. But I don't want to make a big deal out of it and make it into a hill I have to die on with my son, you know.
Right. When does it become, you know, and that's the thing, I think some dads feel that way in lots of areas, you know, I don't want it to be a big deal. But sometimes, don't you think, Scott, that sometimes we as dads, and I'm not just talking about hair now, that we can say things about certain areas before it becomes a big deal, you know, where we, like to my boys, I said, like, Jed's like, Dad, I want to grow my hair longer. And I'm like, well, you can, but after you get your own house, you know, and it was like no big deal, you know, and so it didn't become a big deal. But I kind of said, you know, early on, no, we're not going to do that. And I, you know, I wonder if he kind of appreciates that somehow, because I think sometimes we dads think that we have to be hands off in so many areas, you know, because they're little areas. I know there is a point where our kids, of course, our kids can grow their hair. You know, I was at a family man's house and his kid had long hair. And I'm like, my first comment is like, please tell me you're not wearing that in a man bun. And he goes, well, and I'm like, oh, say no more. And I kind of joke, you know, if my kids want to wear a man bun someday, they can, you know, because they're people. But my kid who's in my house probably won't be wearing a man bun.
Yeah.
Not because it speaks evil of them. I don't think that. I wonder if, Scott, even like you said, is it the chicken or the egg? But do they feed upon each other? You know, and maybe the idea isn't, because I'm totally into not standing out. I don't, you know, my kids don't have to be the only kid with a buzz haircut all the way to their scalp, you know, which they used to because it was easy. You know, I know that I, as a kid, and we've talked about it before, I didn't like, I had, you know, I wouldn't have said long hair, but it was longer than any of my kids have ever had, you know, because that's what everybody wore. And I didn't want to be the kid with the, you know, bowl haircut. But I think for my kids, you know, I just want, and we've talked about it a little bit. We even talked about it a little bit last night on the way home. I said, you know, what about this one kid? They said, oh, he's a nice kid. And I think they knew where I was going. They were hoping they'd say, oh, he's a crummy kid because he has crummy hair. But I said, you know, it seems like that sometimes that the hair makes you feel like you kind of got an attitude. And they could agree with that.
Yeah.
you know, and so I'm not sure where what I'm saying, except that dads, you don't have to make a stand, but you can say something. You know, if it bothers you, you know, say something. Just say, no, you know, we're not going to do that. And I've shared this before. I remember this, the guy, can't think of what his first name is, Pierpont, that's his last name. But he was telling a story about his son, and you can see me, he would wear his hat backwards. And the dad didn't like when he wore the hat backwards because it made it feel like he kind of had an attitude. And so one time this kid, he's driving and he comes home and he tells his dad he had got a ticket, a speeding ticket. And his dad asked him, and he was wearing his hat regular. And he goes, did you have your hat on backwards? And the kid said, yeah. And then he just talked about how, you know, that portrays something. And maybe it's the chicken, the egg, but maybe it also feeds something. And, you know, for my kids, and that made such a big, it was like an impact in my life, because I'd never thought about it. And I'm not saying wearing a hat backwards, because I'll tell my kids, if I see one of them out there, you know, walk around with his hat on backwards, I'll say, hey, why don't you just turn around? Young kids, I wouldn't say it to my old kids. And they'll say, well, Dad, you put your hat on backwards sometimes. And I'm like, well, yeah. Like, well, you know, when we're in the boat and we're driving, I'll turn around so it doesn't blow off, then catch. But I think, and it's never a big deal, but I wonder if sometimes we as dads, we need to just say a little something early on so it doesn't become a big deal. Not that it leads to a big deal. I don't mean that, but maybe on other areas as well. Okay, enough about the hair. And let Scott, you have some closing hair comment.
Yeah, I think
clarify my thoughts.
I think that's a good way to frame it, is that, you know, like it talking about how you want to present yourselves as men, and, you know, as you're calling your sons up into manhood, like, you know, you want to think about how you look to police officers and other people, and, you know, not just because you might get in trouble, but how you want to present yourself. It's why you have a firm handshake and look someone in the eye and smile when you talk and those kind of things. You know, I mean, it's all about being the kind of man you want to be. So your hair factors into that. That being said, to me, hair is not a permanent thing. It'll grow out. It'll, you know, you can cut it. And I don't want to die on that hill. No, I don't necessarily want to die on these other hills either, but I'm a little stronger when it comes to permanent type things. Like if they want to get a tattoo, I'm like, when you're out of the house, you can think about that if you really want to. But let me just tell you, there's a reason why we don't get tattoos in our family. It's the same reason that you don't see bumper stickers on Ferraris. You know, that image just stuck with me.
That's a great example. And I know some of, you know, the dads here have tattoos, and, you know, you can decide those things, but, or for whatever it is, you know, I think, like you said, Scott, and you make it it becomes a not big deal. Right.
Right. And for the record, I don't have anything against people who have tattoos. Some of my friends have tattoos, and I've actually thought there's a couple ones I wouldn't mind, but I'm just not doing it. And when the kid's impressionable, it's a matter of, do you want to have that the rest of your life? Because this is a permanent decision.
It would be so awesome if you had like my likeness tattooed on your neck with my teeth.
That would be a little creepy.
Grandpa, who's that? I can't remember his name.
You draw a cartoon of yourself and I'll get a temporary one and see if I like it.
Okay. There you go.
That's just weird.
So all that to say, Dad, you are the dad. You know, that's our job. Our job is to, you know, Scott, as you said, you know, sometimes you're looking a little scruffy, and, you know, that was kind of like the stereotypical dad, wasn't it? Old person who said, get a haircut, you know, and we were kind of okay with that. In fact, I think we respected them for saying those things to us, you know, that says, I do care about, you know, I mean, I've talked to dads who tell me things that would just make you almost freak out, because they'll say, you know, my son, he's a little anxious, and so he's been smoking pot, and he's only like 13, you know, and they talk about it like it's normal, and like it's this, the kid decided that, you know, maybe, you know, and I just want to say, you know, it's okay to say that's not okay, and without it becoming a big deal. And, you know, maybe later on, there are some big deal things that dads still have to say, No, you can't do that.
If your kid's smoking pot, it's time to say that is a big deal and you need to hit the roof a little bit. You don't need to hit your kid or anything, but you need to, at least in my house, we'd have a cow if my kid
now, was smoking Scott, pot. There are medicinal, recreational things have been, you know, on the ballots this year. And we've got like every state in the union except Indiana. I think like you can do whatever you want to do and get paid for it. Okay, we're done with that. We're done with that. Hey, Dad, have a great weekend. Again, thank you so much for praying for my dental thing and for some of you who gave to that. Man, I can't tell you what that means to me. Also, the You to Dad Daily Calendar is out. Scott, I've got one sitting on my desk. You can see it right here. Boom, it's looking good. It is a great calendar. We've had several guys buy a bunch of them to give away. We're looking for a deal. I'll tell you that I know it sounds like a lot of money, $120, which is like just 10 or 11 calendars. If you get one of those, you get free shipping, which for us, because we're not Amazon, free shipping is a big deal because it's, you know, it costs us probably $25 to send that many calendars. And it costs us $8 to send one calendar. So if you want a good deal, get a bunch for your friends or get a bunch of dads together and split the cost or whatever. But make sure you get your calendar because it really, really does. You know, I have one sitting on my desk. I don't get to it every day. But when I get to that one page, I'm like, oh man, I needed that today. I need to do what it's telling me to do. Or I just needed that little quote. I think you'll be super, super encouraged. But have a great weekend. You know, the end of you, you can see me, Scott. I've got my coat on. Maybe that's what you heard. It was super nice weather yesterday. It's not today. So it looks like we're getting a first snow. It's going to come, I would say, in the next couple of weeks for sure. So I'm going to plan for that to let my family know how much I love them and to have another memory so they can remember those things, remember me, and remember what's important forever and ever. So have a great weekend. Don't forget, you're dead.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.